Blog Talk Radio.
On a Thursday night, what are you doing here? My name is Joe, and I go by the name A Millennial's Third Eye, and we're here to kick it off on the Spiritual Readings radio show, where I play music, I take phone calls, we do readings, I give guidance, we share topics and inspiration. I talk about my life, and I tell you my problems, like you're my therapist, and I tell you what I'm going through. I'm really happy. We're going to talk about some stuff as we always do throughout the radio show. I want to give a shout out to some of my friends. I do have those. Because, you know, I do these things because I love doing what I do, number one. And I don't know why I get all like excited. I get a surprise is the word I'm looking for. Because I guess I always look to see who's listening, or I think I know how many people are listening. And the truth is on here, I can only tell really the callers that are calling in, but despite if you're listening in recording or, you know, you're here now with me live, thank you. I want to thank my friends for supporting me and doing what I do. And I have some awesome people that have been there for me over time. And it's been years. I've been through ups and downs, and one of my favorite things I hear from, my friends is that they love seeing in my transition of my life over the past couple of years. And it's kind of like when someone's making art and you're like, I love watching your art over the years. And you're like, I don't know what that looks like, 'cause I'm just making it. Recently I've really been more in my power, letting go of these insecurities. I think it's easy to talk about, but when we have these moments, we find that we have given our power away. And what I mean by that is, for myself, giving your power away is just essentially letting other people kind of make you feel uncomfortable. You know, what if your boss says something about this? Or what if your relationship, your partner, your friend judges you for something? This is a topic of self-worth, I think, that's been across the board for a lot of people over the past couple of weeks or even recently. And how do you show yourself that you're worthy of receiving love, or you're worthy of receiving better? I think you have to put yourself first, and that's something that I did recently as well. Putting yourself first can be uncomfortable sometimes. You're saying basically no, or I don't like this, don't do this anymore. You're putting your foot down, or a boundary. You're speaking up for yourself, because I find that a lot of other people, and myself included, because we're human for the most part, hybrid, alien, human, soul in a body, whatever fancy words you want to use these days. But I find that, you know, we kind of want to explain ourselves to people. This is what happened. I was one of those people recently. This is what happened, and I don't like this, and they said this, and this is da 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 da, and ba 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 ba, and it's just like justification. We're just explaining to people. I just edited my microphone earlier, and it sounds so much better. But we explain to people what's not good, and we wanna feel heard. And quite honestly, one of my friends said, "Hey, you know, I don't know if you're okay with this, but I talked to my son. He also does similar work that you do. And, you know, it did make me feel good, because what I was basically saying was I wanted to be treated better. I wanted to be compensated more. I wanted certain things. And to hear someone similarly go, you know, I understand because they're doing more. You're going to be, they're requiring you to do more. They want you to do more. You're taking on more. And I think we all want to hear that sometimes that, you know, what you want is okay. And you just need to say that. And I think the universe wants us sometimes to say what we want. And I think it's easier said than done to say like, hey, universe, I don't like this. No, the universe wants you to say comfortably, I want to be treated better. I want to be paid and compensated better. And I think we have a hard time with feeling that we deserve that. Universe, you know, why should we feel insecure about that? I think we justify it like almost like, do we even believe that we deserve better? And you do. I deserve it. Start simple. I deserve to be treated better. I deserve to be paid better. I deserve to be loved more. And life gives us the opportunities to go through these things and do that. And I think in order to do that, sometimes you have to speak your truth. How do you speak your truth? Start with yourself. I deserve better. And I was in my head like going back and forth with, well, this and that and this and that. And I wasn't happy. I'm like, what do I? And I wasn't happy till I spoke my truth. And then I let it out. And you have to let it out sometimes. Letting it out is telling the person, telling someone that is maybe involved with that, or even yourself. You have to put yourself first. No, it's okay to take a day off. It's okay to love yourself. I'm going to kick it off with a song as usual. Play a song. Please tell your friends, by the way, family and friends, I don't need to be your best kept secret. Tell your peoples. Yo, this dope Joe guy named a Millennial Star Dies on here. He's doing readings. He's giving guidance. Some of you are like, I don't want people to know. I don't want people to know that I'm getting good. We're going to play a song. I want more people to call in. So call in, and we're going to take some phone calls in a minute. I'll be here for like an hour and a half. Let's kick it off.
You could be my summer day. I could cancel all my plans. We could do this other dance. You know we're not that different. Everybody, somebody who wants somebody, yeah. Everybody, somebody who wants somebody, yeah. I'm somebody, somebody who's gotta take a chance. With your body, my body, together we can dance. Everybody, somebody who wants somebody, yeah. Everybody, somebody who wants somebody, yeah. Somebody, somebody who's got a second chance. With your body, my body, together we can dance. Everybody, somebody who wants somebody, yeah. Everybody, somebody who wants somebody, yeah. Everybody, somebody, oh, somebody, yeah. You could be my summer day.
Be without fear in the face of your enemies. Be brave and upright, that God may love thee. speak the truth, even if it leads to your death. Safeguard the helpless and do no wrong. This is your oath.
Yeah. Yeah. So how's it feel?
How's it feel?
Hold up, pajamas. I think I made it. I showed my mom my first million. She damn near fainted. The rich and famous don't like to make you acquaintance. The legends put out their latest. I feel that it sound outdated. I'm the hardest working person in the universe. Temptation victim to the church of Lucifer. Internet rappers ain't shit with no computers work. You spent your whole advance on 2 Chainz in the Gucci verse.
A Gucci verse?
I'm the greatest. Admit it, I'm the greatest. And I don't hold a grudge against anybody who hate it. I'm underrated, don't fit on nobody's playlist. Find in your top 10 and you're a racist. Cocaine needs to create a strange creature that wasn't hearing me till I fucked with a brain feeder. I'm still playing it off the same speakers. I did it all without a Drake feature. So many things that I've created, but this right here might be my favorite. They ask me how I feel, I say amazing. I feel amazing. So many things that I've created, but this right here might be my favorite. Yeah. Brand new home, I think I made it. Key to the city, I keep to open the gates with. A briefcase with a million under the pavement. That's just on some rainy day shit. Yeah. The kids getting murdered that I grew up with. They shooting up, doing drugs, or they doing nothing. My girl's parents still living out in the hood. I come through in that new Beamer like this shit all good. Damn. I'm just a human, let me make mistakes. Shit has changed, ain't little Malcolm with the baby face. Even my homies tell me take a break. They know it ain't the place, and it's the day I hate to waste. Trying to be a legend by tomorrow. They say I can't, I'm determined to prove them wrong, no. I'm not perfect, but they ain't either. I did it all without a J feature.
Yeah, that was Mac Miller. I love Mac Miller. All right, let's take our first phone call. We're going to take area code 562. What's your name and where are you calling from? All right, I'm not really sure what happened there, but we're going to take the next caller. Area code 775. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, my brother. My brother just said, oh, my God. Area code 775. What's your name? Where are you going from? All right, so apparently we have, like, callers that I don't know what happened. I appreciate you listening. So we're going to keep talking for a minute. What else is going on that I wanted to share? One of the reasons why I really like the Mac Miller song, right? He says in the song, I did it all without a Drake feature. And he's talking about, shout out, what's up, Hada? I don't know how you pronounce your name, Hada. Welcome, thanks, I see you in the chat. He's talking basically about him reaching his goals without needing other people. And proving other people wrong. I think it's really a big deal. Like, number one, do what you're doing for you. Succeed. Go out and achieve. Go out and prove, you know, proving other people wrong is one thing to the point where people might doubt you for what you're going to be doing. But I think a lot of time our ego wants satisfaction and all that. But when it comes to other people not feeling or not agreeing with your goals, don't ever let them get in the way of your goals. Always keep striving. I'm in a place right now where I want to remind people that to really be empowered and comfortable with yourself. And how do you really get comfortable with yourself? And I was sharing this conversation with my friend earlier today. Shout out to Kitty. Because I had this thought. And, you know, be proud. I'm a psychic, intuitive, and metaphysical life coach. So be, and even if you don't know who you are when it comes to your gifts or abilities, be proud of who you are. I am so-and-so. You know, if you're uncomfortable talking with people, utilize that as an ability to move in. I'm going to be comfortable. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to do this. I'm going to, and what I mean by that is I remember this earlier in years before, and I'm going to start getting back into it because I'm learning more over the years, but we don't need to prove to people anything. And I was thinking about this earlier today, and this comes into being a psychic intuitive and a spiritualist or whoever you are. A DJ, a musician, you don't need to have a level of validation to tell people who you are. And the more you step into your power when it comes into being happy with who you are, you're loving yourself. You're showing yourself, this is who I am. And I'm proud to be this person. A lot of times I think we want validation to be like, you know, I'm successful. Now I can say that I'm really a psychic intuitive, or I'm this DJ, or this and that. Now I'm this person. I'm okay with saying this and this. No, you love what you're doing. That's all that matters. Look for the words to explain. I'm a passionate individual who loves this. I'm an artist. You don't need, look, the more, and this comes, there's different forms of this. Even in acting, you know, I really admire my father. He's a custom cabinet maker, but he's also now just doing resurfacing kitchens and all that and redoing the kitchen doors. But he's into acting. I want you to hear what he said that his teacher told him. And my dad's dope. I'm actually like, he's a good actor. They have told him when he goes places or people ask him he's an actor. Because your subconscious mind, you have to believe who you are. You have to believe in yourself. And when someone says, you know, who are you? What do you do? Tell us about yourself. Be proud. Don't be embarrassed to like, oh, you're an actor? What have you been in? No, it's not about that. It's about you being comfortable believing in yourself to do what you're doing, to continue to do what you're doing, to learn more about what you're doing. That's who you are. Quite honestly, I'm actually really proud of myself, and I share this very humbly. Over the years, I had difficulty with loving myself, learning more. I knew myself. I lost myself. I went into so many – I started off on social media as who I am today. I'm always going to be me, but – so a psychic intuitive. And over the years I learned, okay, I'm a metaphysical life coach, but you know, I'm into comedy. I'm a comedian. I actually like, I love, and I'm going to share this with you guys too. I'm a metaphysical life coach, but I love motivational speaking. And over the years I was on social media so much, but I really wanted to do more of the physical in-person things. And I had difficulty really with what that is. And so in my area, I even like reached out to motivational speakers. I went on websites. Please let me know how I could be better. How can I get into this more? Do you know, not one person responded back to me. And I said, and I want you to hear this. And I, you know, if you're not into what I'm into, use this as a blueprint. The blueprint is, how can I be better at what I'm doing? Or, you know, maybe you're looking for your happiness, but understand this. I'm always learning, and I'm never going to stop learning to love myself and learn more about myself. But I love speaking. I love teaching. I love sharing my stories. I love motivational speaking. And so no one got back to me, and I'm in New York, right? I'm not in the city, but I'm an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes from New York City. And I said, you know what, Joe? And this is my intuition. I want you to hear this out. You know, this is not me going, I suck. Well, this is never going to happen. I said, you know what, Joe? What's the closest thing to being on a stage or being in person with a microphone talking to people? And it's open mic comedy. And I went for open mic comedy. And I didn't – it was like three or four times. I went to the city. I drove out there. There's more to the story, actually. But you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to share the story with you. I had financed a car I really loved, and I was going through my ego and learning, but at that time, I don't even know how I had that car still. I wasn't paying the bill on it. I had no insurance on it. I had insisted that God was my insurance, and I had no money. and of money. I was really, I was running on hopes and dreams, and I'm still proud of doing what I did. I learned to get just enough money to put gas in my car, to drive to the city, to know how many miles I needed, to believe in myself, to go by myself, to record a video, to record an audio, to practice showing up on stage, to maybe fail for the 5 minutes or 7 minutes I had of open mic comedy. And the reason why I'm saying this and sharing this with you is because we're constantly sometimes waiting for success to come to us. We're waiting for proof or validation or happiness to come. But these, it makes me emotional to really share this with you because I'm glad I did that. Despite my financial situation, despite my car situation, despite my registry, like I could have gotten pulled over and impounded, like it would have been horrible. Right. But I made it through and, I was doing it for the love of myself, to believe in myself. And at that time I was really stretching it. I wasn't truly, 100% loving myself. I had an addiction to Adderall and all these other things, but I was still showing up for myself and believing in myself when others I felt weren't validating me and I was looking for validation. But it wasn't motivational speaking. It was comedy. And I still challenge myself because I'm really good on social media. I'm really great. But, you know, it's a challenge. It's a new experience to be in front of people. And I want to bring you up to today. And today I'm really happy to say this. And you guys are welcome to join because it's open to other people to come. For years, I've been wanting to do this, right? And I kind of almost forgot about it in a nice way, not in a bad way. And I didn't have a job before. I was really doing well on social media, and the universe basically put me in a position of, you need to work. And I finally got in alignment with this, and I decided, you know what, while I'm working, I'm going to utilize this time not only to work, but to better myself. Okay, I'm here. How can I be mentally, emotionally? I utilize that time to make me a better person. How can I see this differently? I started to appreciate more. I started to take my time more. I start, you know what? My mind says I don't want to be here, but I'm going to be here. I utilize the opposite end of this. And I learned, and I'm very grateful. And here, I want you to see this. As much as I didn't want to do this job, I worked and I still looked at the positives. And there was a gentleman that showed up one day, and this was months ago. This had to be August, September. And he shows up, and I worked for a truck tire company, and he shows up, do you guys do regular tires? And I said, yeah. He was like, do you do repairs? And I said, absolutely. And so I bring him in, and I take his tire off, and he's in the garage. And he sees my tattoo of the white rabbit. I have a white rabbit that symbolizes, you know, the Matrix movie. But it talks, for me, it's about finding your truth. And one of my friends also has this too. And I was like, I love that. And he goes, what's that tattoo of? And I told him, and, you know, it's finding your own truth. It's the white rabbit. And he goes, I love that. He's in his 60s or older. And I said, he says to me, you know, I'm reading this book or listening to this book by Michael Singer. And it's about, you know, the untethered soul, about finding your truth not finding your truth, but trusting the process and going with the flow. What's up, Major Love? Appreciate you joining the show here. I see you in the chat. And so he's telling me about how he's listening to this book. And he says, you know, my tire pressure light came on. And I said, let me stop over here. And he's telling me basically his thoughts and guiding to him to this place and where I'm at and how it's all connected. And he's telling me he's going with the flow, right? Well, I went to India and I didn't know. We didn't plan on it, but we wound up having dinner with this higher ranking individual and, you know, someone important, and we had no idea. And so I have no idea about what he's really telling me. And I finally get this book and months go by and I listen to it and I'm really getting it. It's about letting go, going with the flow of life. Stop trying to control everything. Stop trying to be basically teaching us more about how our reality sometimes doesn't match up with our inner love and happiness. And so we feel uncomfortable, and it's teaching us about this, going with the flow. So I finally finished the book one day. This one, I said, listen, this is no joke. Finished the book one day. And I go, I get it. I'm going to be in the present moment. I'm going to let go. I'm going to be happy now without needing something. I'm going to just trust the process. Like, I finally got it. Like, I've said this before. Trust the process. You know, all the spiritual awakening things. Trust the process. Love yourself. You know, I got that. This is a whole new level. Because his story, Michael Singer, you got to check it out. Untethered Soul. Story is beautiful, and it really taught me something. And I want to remind people, too, other people have stories, but it's also a teaching for all of us. And share your story. Reflect on it. So I get it. And my friend Kitty sends me this message. Same day I finished the book. And I'm going with the flow, man, and I'm getting it. And she sends, hey, I think you should apply for this too. I'm applying for this. I think you should too. And what is it? It's for a speaking position on a cruise line with a spiritual group as a motivational speaker. And I went, no way. So I come home and I look at the link, right? And it's like, tell me about who you are. Like, put your info in. And I put my info in. And it says, what do you want to talk about? Now I'm in my head. But I hear in my head, well, isn't it interesting? I think you should talk about divine timing and going with the flow. And I'm like, what do I want to talk about? And I hear in my head, yeah, I think you're overthinking this. Divine timing, going with the flow. And I was complicating it. And I didn't do it that night. The next day, my friend Kitty goes, did you apply yet? And I went, no. She said, you really need to apply. I got a meeting with so-and-so, and they just accepted me. So I did it. You know, despite the invitation, it says, you know, if you have a speaking card, it shows like a professional picture of yourself and all that. And I didn't have that. So I said, you know, I'm learning how to go with the flow. This was brought to me by the universe for a reason. It's time. So I did it and I got it. I got a meeting with them. I got approved. So if you guys want to go to the Mayan ruins with me on December, December 8th, I think it is. I'm going to be posting more information about it, but I'm one of the speakers as well as my friend Kitty. I'm going to be speaking about divine timing and the flow of life. And my point about all this is that you might not be where you want to be right now. And things might be annoying and you might not want to do what you're doing, but learn to utilize that platform to be a better you. How can that align you? And look how this happened. If I didn't meet that guy at my job who showed up with that book because it brought him to trusting the process, to meeting me with a tattoo and asking me questions and talking to me and share, I would have never been. This was such an amazing, mind-blowing experience that now I'm sharing it with you, right? So without further ado, I'm going to play another song. Please call in. You know, I love sharing my stories and talking, but I'm here to also take callers for readings and hear from you as well. So let's play another jam here.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. And I'm feeling good. Feeling good. Feeling good. Feeling good.
Thank you. sky, you know how I feel. Please drifting on by, you know how I feel.
How many of you know this throwback? If you don't, yeah, it's a good one.
I hate the world today. You're so good to me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried. Must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you. I'm a little bit of everything.
Hold on to one. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother. I'm a sinner.
Take me as I am. This may mean you'll have to be a stronger man. Sure that when I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Joe.
So what's up?
Nothing much. Dinner's ready.
Dinner's ready? Well, yeah. Thank you. Cool. I still got to do this radio show, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you for asking me. You must love me.
Well, kind of obligated.
You're obligated. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to take the next caller. So we got area code 519. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jennifer. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, Jennifer. You're calling from Canada. Wow. What's going on? How you doing?
Yeah. Oh, I just fed my son.
Yeah.
So, see, that's what moms do.
Yeah. Canada, eh?
Hey, poutine, eh?
Hey, is that, poutine's dope. I really want to go to Canada and actually have, like, legit poutine. I saw on the, like, Food Network once, they were honoring some guy who did, like, lobster poutine. That was, it looked so good.
Oh my God, I never had that. That does sound good.
I went to the Culinary Institute of America for 2 years, and so I was a chef for 9, and I love food in general, but lobster poutine. I like food. When I saw lobster poutine, so you let me know where the poutine's at. And so what can we do for you tonight? You want a reading or guidance, clarity?
I would love a reading. I've had a lot of deaths around me lately, so sometimes I always think that there's something to be, you know, there's a lesson in it. So just wondering if there's something in there for me.
Well, I'm going to share a little story with you. And the message is there. It's the same thing. I already feel like, so you've already been through a spiritual journey or a spiritual awakening is what I already feel. But death, being around us, I want you to understand something too. It doesn't mean that you, this is what I'm hearing from, I work with my spiritual guides. They're the ones that bring me the messages, right? So that doesn't mean that you are dying. It doesn't mean that they're coming for you next, or you know what I mean? It's unfortunate that these things happen. But there is a death in your life with who you were so far. And this is honestly what my guides are explaining to me for you. You're going through changes, and I know that you brought this up, but this is a part of the message we're going to bring more forward. But there's things that you no longer want to do. It's like you're not interested in, and you want change, and there's a lot of change happening to you. This is actually an energetic thing that's happening collectively too. Change is uncomfortable. It brings in this unknown feeling as well. It brings in that, you know, I would love this, but I don't want it that way kind of thing. So there is this change happening for you. I'm not necessarily, I want to see what the cards bring up too with the messages, but I'm not really sure what it's bringing. Give me a minute. I like to take my time too. What I'm hearing them say is, what do I want? And what that's coming forward with is more or less like for you. What is it you really want? And the change that's coming forward is it's like solidifying it. And sometimes in order to solidify what we want, we have to know what we don't want. And there's this death and rebirth happening for you with, I don't want this. I don't. And I know that a lot of people, we say, don't focus on what's negative, or don't focus on, this is what's bringing it in. And what I do, you know, what's going on with your love life though? Are you with someone? Because I'm getting more that you're so, hold on, I know I asked you, but what I feel is that you're with yourself, but there's a possibility of others around you, but you're not receiving the love that you really want. So what I'm getting is that you're single.
No, I'm in a relationship. However, there is a physical separation.
Okay.
So
because what I'm really okay. No, it's no problem. There's no judgment. Honestly, I'm really proud of you. I want everyone to hear this. And I'm being honest with you. I'm really proud of you because it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you. There's so many people, and I'm really blunt on this, is that it's easy. And I don't say this in a negative way, but so many people are like, tell me about my love life, or tell me no, because honestly, if you're at that point, what do you yourself that you to bring you places? People are expecting to manifest something crazy overnight, like they're going to knock on your door and no. So I'm proud of yourself for putting yourself out there. So hold on. What was I saying before? What I was getting was that you're needing to be more blunt, and it doesn't have to be very, it doesn't have to be so, hey, this is what I want. And if you're not going to just blunt as in, you know, what are we, so what's the plan here? You know, I like where this is going, and this is not just for your relationship or what's going on. It's more so also for you. You know, because what I'm hearing is you're wanting to know if this is going to move forward or this is going to – where am I going? What am I doing? Despite the relationship thing, what do you want? And so what my spirit guides are saying is kind of take your time to ask yourself what you want. And if it's a, if it's around relationship, if it's around that and you're wanting to know, like, if it's going to go anywhere, if you, what's the plan moving forward, then do so. So you're starting, you're in a relationship, you haven't met in person. How long have you, because I don't know everything.
Oh,
right?
No. No, I've met. We've met.
Oh, okay. You've met, but there's a
distance. I do see him on an ongoing basis.
Okay.
It's not that much of a distance. It's just we're in different countries, which it seems like a big deal, but it's not. I can look out my window and see that country. So I
wow. That's like my neighbor. They're in a different country too, but like, I'm just kidding. No, that's really cool. So what country is that? No. That's wild.
U.S. U.S.
Oh, well, you're in Canada. That's really cool. So, I mean, like, honestly, that's really cool to hear from you. Let's see what the cards bring up. Because sometimes hold on. They want me to write some more stuff down. Blunt. Direct intention. Because what I'm also hearing is that you're ready for change. And we talked about this before. You're ready for new things. But what I'm also hearing is almost as if you want something, but you don't know completely in not detail, but you don't know what you really want. Like you're almost too content with what you're okay. You're grateful for what you have. You're content, but you're also feeling this type of, all right, I want something else. You're content. You're being too humble with yourself. You have to be okay with wanting more is what they're saying. Want more.
That makes sense.
Start practicing with simple things in your daily life. Like, you know what? I want to do this today. This feels good. Like for me today, even though I was at work and I my story is a little bit different. I was like, you know what? I pass by my friend's tattoo shop every week. I don't stop by and I drive a big truck. I'm like, I'm going to find a spot to park the truck and go say hi to him. And that felt good to me. And that was me loving myself, saying hi to my friend, showing myself what I wanted, kind of showing little simple things. So what they're saying is show yourself little things so that way later on you're like, I don't want this. You know what? I do want that. Being okay with wanting is what I'm hearing, because I know that a lot of us teach spiritually, if you want something, it's a lack of validation, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I teach different things and sometimes we don't fully know what we want, but we also know that we would like something and we're not really sure. And what I'm seeing is also question yourself, because you have also got comfortable with being with yourself. And sometimes we're like, you know, we would like to have more relationship stuff happen or a friend or whatever, but we also don't know if we want to change our living situation. And that's what I'm getting for you. You're comfortable with who you are and you're not sure if you're compatible. Yeah. You know what? I don't want you to worry so much about getting to that point. Work with this person. I see you building a relationship over with this person, communication. And then I see you gradually kind of working towards finding a way to make it work more of a living situation and changes. And I see you both like traveling. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
I do see an opening door of traveling together and having fun together. This, I'm going to use some certain special words here, because I don't like words sometimes, because it's like we complicate the words. The words are labeled and all this fun stuff. But I see you having a really strong companionship with this person. And you know what? It could be a relationship. It could be a lover. It could be, and I'm going to be blunt here. There was someone that you really had a lot of love for in your past, relationship-wise. It's something that didn't work out. Were you married before?
Yeah.
Okay. You had a lot of love for this person. It didn't really go the way. So I don't know what happened, but you had a lot of love for this person, and I'm not going to use the words healing. You don't need a heal. It's that you have been in this period of time with marriage and love, and you don't want to work. You don't want this love to have to work. What I mean by that is you don't need to clock in and put in all this fucking work. You just want to have fun and enjoy time together. And Right. That's what I mean by companionship. What I see for you in your reality with cards, so your outer being is what you're experiencing in your reality. Queen of Cups in reverse with the King of Cups. Interesting. Queen of Cups in reverse with the King of Cups. I want you to remember that the Queen of Cups is the feminine energy of the goal, but the cups are fulfillment of happiness. And the King of Cups is the dominant energy of the fulfillment of happiness. But there's something about you feeling worthy, or the goal here, the goals, your goal, you're not where you want to be with this person. So you would like more. Your inner being is the Knight of Wands in reverse with the Judgment card. Your inner being is your thoughts and feelings, and it's reflection of your reality. The Knight of Wands for me is the lack. Upright is action. What this is saying is the reverse, the lack of action towards what you really want. And the Judgment card is saying the fear of being denied, and the fear of the insecurity, the judgment. You're not living to your fullest of what you really want. So in reflection of your reality with the Queen of Cups in reverse with the King of Cups, I want you to see this. I know you can't see it physically. Internally, you have the Knight of Wands in reverse. The wands are your belief acting on your emotions, you know, the good. The reflection of your reality is the Queen of Cups in reverse, which is your desire, your goals of fulfillment. They're both in reverse, and they're both saying your internal feeling, you're not acting on your truth, which is what you want, but your internal also is saying judgment. Your fear is to not be accepted by this King of Cups. So I want you to be truthful to yourself, be happy with yourself, speak your truth to this person, and be open, be vulnerable, speak about what you want, even if you don't know what you want. Be you. The root of your reading talks about the Hierophant in reverse and the Justice card in reverse. And that means that you're not taking your own advice on something, and you're also wanting more validation or proof of balance of giving and receiving. So I really recommend letting go of what you're looking for and just be with the flow. I don't see you getting hurt here. I don't see you getting denied of what you want. What I do see is maybe things taking a little bit longer, building up, but it's almost like you're also not allowing yourself to receive the love you want because you're waiting so you don't get hurt, and there's questions and concerns. Really let this go. I don't see you getting hurt. Your head card is where your thoughts are at. You have the Four of Cups in reverse. So there's a doubt of fulfillment that this is going to turn out. There's concerns about, you know, this working, and four is a foundation for me. Four is a foundational number, meaning things building from there. So there's a concern in your mind about, is this really going to be good for me? And the root of your reading here is talking about the Hierophant in reverse and the Justice card in reverse. So even besides relationship, this is about taking advice or taking your own advice and not going, you're fighting yourself over things in your mind. Is this really good? And there's doubt, concern. This is really turning into doubt, and getting out of your own way is the message here. Your heart card, and I got to be blunt here, a lot of these cards are in reverse, and what that's saying is try to talk yourself out. Don't even like entertain the negative thoughts for yourself, because I like to say this. What if this turns out better than I thought? Because, you know, what better than I can imagine. The truth is that we spend a lot of time with our energy, with thoughts, feelings, and that's manifesting energy. So instead of guarding yourself, because I see you guarded, opening to possibilities, your heart card is the Six of Pentacles in reverse, and this is about giving and receiving. So your heart and your head are kind of both saying, what if this, I'm not going to give more until I see more. I'll believe it when I see it, type of thing. And I want you to let go of that. Let's see what your past and your future card, the foreseen card comes up. Your past card talks about the world, which is a completion card, which is upright. So something has come to an end, which is good. It's not a death card. It means there's a completion, a ending, and a beginning. So the rebirth. But your foreseen card is the Five of Cups. So what I'm really getting with the Five of Cups is hidden expectations. So this is why I want you to be more blunt. Hidden expectations is kind of like, let's say let's say I'm that person for you, just hypothetically, and you're like, I would really like Joe to make plans with me. I want him to make plans, but you don't tell me, right? And I go, I'm going somewhere. We're talking, and I'm just talking on the phone, and I'm going to be going somewhere next month. I'm going to California, and you're like, oh, he's not making plans to see me. So I want you to be more blunt, because what's happening here is you're disappointing yourself. And sometimes we want the other person just to do what we want them to do, but we can't hold expectation, because expectation just hurts us sometimes. So be honest. Hey, I want to see you more. I would like to know where this is going. And don't put fear on things failing. I don't see them failing. I know that when you speak your truth more and you're saying, this is what I want, I would like this more, you're going to get more of that. Because what I'm really getting so far from my guides and in this message, and honestly, the last card I have for you is who you are now, is the Eight of Swords. You feel stuck, but it's an illusion. You're putting yourself in an energetic solution. You're feeling like you don't know what to do. It's just, all it is speaking up. Hey, this is, even if it's for yourself first, this is how I feel, this is what I want, but don't wait for someone to do that. Don't wait for someone to show up or this person to do that. Say, hey, this is what I want, this is what I would like to plan more or do. Now, it's a different story if this person after that doesn't provide or show that. But I really don't get this not working out for you or things not working out for you. The blunt part about your reading is the more you speak your truth about what you do want, whether that's out loud for you and the universe and or this person or other people, you're going to receive more of what you want. And what I'm really getting for the overall reading for you is, what do you want? And it's like you're waiting for someone to show you that. And so that's really the message overall for you. All right?
Well, it's funny because his name's Joe. So I'm like, and then I remembered your name was Joe too.
I'm the better version. I'm just kidding. We're cool people.
I'm like, wait a minute. What's funny is that I know your dinner's waiting. However.
Oh, no, I got to still do this show. Like, I love my parents. I'm very grateful.
I'm as blunt as anyone could be. And I said what I want. But I'm not a nag. So as far as I'm concerned, I've stated it. But I also, when you say, what do you want? I know that there's a joy out there that is possible, but it's hard to say what you want if it's something you've never experienced. You know what I'm saying?
I do. So you're looking, I love this conversation. So you're looking for something more of deeper fulfillment and purpose and passion.
But not necessarily from a person or a mate, because that joy can come from within. So
right.
That's what I want. I'm happy with the person I'm with, and, you know, we have fun and I said, but at the same time, I do enjoy my solitude as well. So that is very correct. And that joy can come from, I don't know, meditation or whatever. I have to get to a place where I can create that joy. Like I can go out with my friends. Like you stopped by and visited your friend at the tattoo place, you know, doing more of that. So those little things that bring you joy, you know, just
let's talk about this. I love this conversation. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
So you're looking for joy in your like present day, like just normal day.
Yeah. Humor, laughing, you know, nature, whatever, like being, and I know that it's possible. However, mm-hmm. there is a level of elation that most people get from drugs or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I want it without the drugs. I want it, mm-hmm. you know, the just so, embracing
this
life.
This is great. This is really good. I love what you said about the drugs. So I'm going to be honest with you. So over the years, I was prescribed Adderall for years, right? And I was,
yeah.
I didn't admit it. But I was addicted to it. I didn't want to admit it. But it gave me this perception, and I'm just giving you and there's different variations of this for me. It brought me to a place as a chef. Like, it's unfortunate, but if I perform, I did need to focus. I have ADD, but over the years, then you know, I don't mind smoking weed once in a while, right? So I actually stopped. I'm in and out of it. But just as you said, I don't need this to feel good, right? And you're basically saying, I want to feel good without needing something. And you can, right? And it's really, I got to ask you, have you ever listened to Abraham Hicks?
Yeah, I think it was, not really. I know the laws, like I know all of the laws through, because I went to a spiritualist church and I still go. So,
well, check out, I listen to Abraham Hicks now every day. And I got to tell you why. She reminds me of the practice. And the practice is simple. It's learning to get into this flow state. And the flow state is what you do love. And what your thoughts are is what you bring in, law of attraction, all that. You know that. And the more of what you do love, and I love this. And it just starts simple. I love talking. And I love this conversation. And I love the vibe I get from friends. And I love this. And I love the music. And then you might get into this place of, you know, this doesn't feel good. I don't like that. Okay. Let me go back to more of what I do love. And she talks a lot about that. And I love the reminder of it. And that's what helps me. It's the buildup of that energy you're talking about without drugs or alcohol or anything. And basically the other thing too is not being in resistance. And not being in resistance is, okay, the negative thinking that goes on with our normal life, oh, I don't like this and I like that, I don't like this feeling, that's the resistance. We're just pushing away more of what we do want or to receive it. And so, what makes you happy? What feels good? What do you do that that you know that you love that feels good?
Oh, well, the best feeling I've had lately is breath work. So doing the breath work classes.
That's so funny you mentioned that. I've been getting into Kundalini yoga.
Yep.
And Kundalini is raising, from what I know so far, raising your energy from, you know, like a serpent from your lower chakras up to your crown chakra and the balance. And that's really good. And so what you kind of reminded me of, though, when you said that was, okay, that feels good when I do it. What do I do after that? And
right.
make it simple. Like, so for me, and I love sharing this because I love sharing what I've noticed so far. What works for me is I noticed that even though it's good for hygiene, you know, I feel good after a shower. I feel good after completing my work. I feel good not avoiding the discipline work that I know I need to do. So I do that and I feel good after I do it. You know, over the weekend last week, I had my cousin's surprise party, which, you know, 2 hours away, I had to drive. And I wasn't really happy about that, but I showed up. You know, I was happy to show up. And then I came home. And then Sunday, I had a car issue. And my check engine light came on in my car Saturday night, and I was a little frustrated about that. Sunday, I said, all right, so I have been going to church every Sunday recently, and I didn't want to go. I was kind of fighting myself over it. And I said, you know what? It's either I go or I don't go. It's as simple as that. And what makes me happy? And I said, you know what? it makes me happy not to go today. Okay. So I felt better. And then I said, okay, well, I need to work on my car and figure out the issue as best as I can so far. But I really wanted to go clothing shopping because I haven't shopped for myself in years and forever. Mm-hmm. And I also gained weight. So like half of my clothes didn't even fit me. I would put it on and go, I want to wear that and go, ugh, this doesn't fit. So literally I was wearing almost the same couple shirts every week. It just kind of sucked. So long story short, after I said I didn't want to go to church, I said, well, that feels good. And I'm still sitting here going, okay, well, I have to work on my car. And I'm like, I didn't want to do it, and blah, 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 but I really want to go clothing shopping. And I said, look, and I used my words, and I said out loud, I said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to work on my car. I'm going to do the best I can with the car, figure it out. A part of me was feeling bothered about money, and I said, okay, well, I might need this part. How much is it? And it was like $98 to $150. And I went, well, do I have enough money for the week, the car part, and going clothing shopping? And I said, yeah. And I went, well, so what's the problem? And I felt better after that because there was no problem. So I got to the point where I said, all right, let's go. Let's do this. So once I started doing it, I didn't want to do it, but I started doing it. I felt better. I felt good. My point is, and I went clothing shopping and I was happy and I bought stuff and there's more to the story, but I felt good. A lot of the stuff, sometimes we avoid doing the work or doing the stuff or making decisions. Now, all I'm saying is practice mindfulness. And you know this stuff already. I know that by mm-hmm. listening to your energy, you are well versed on spirituality and certain things. And just be more mindful of how you're feeling. What do I want to do? Because sometimes we make it such a big thing that it's really not a – start simple. The simple things are like the Fibonacci sequence. You start here, and then it goes here, and it goes here, and it goes here, and it goes here. The golden ratio. And then you're like, wow, it leads you to more happiness. So do that and get out of your way a little bit. You're sometimes also helping other people helps us. And what I'm really getting from my guides is that you're very intuitive and really good with teaching people things. And you would benefit a lot by helping other people with intuitiveness and or emotional well-being, things around that. You have a lot of stories to share with people of what you've learned. Have you ever thought about putting out YouTube videos or sharing a story, like something like that?
I do a tarot card a day on Instagram.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love it.
But I try to make them funny. So like
I love that.
Explain the card, but in a funny uh-huh. way. So people yeah. get a little bit of comedy and then a little bit of an explanation. And
well, let's yeah. give a shout out. So what's your Instagram tag?
Comedian.
Amish comedian.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. I'm going to check you out and follow you. So
all right.
Maybe I think also being authentic, right? So being authentic, and you already do this, but being authentic, also sharing with people what you're experiencing. Like, hey, you know, this is what I thought about today. Kind of branching out, maybe finding new things to be creative with. And what also, I want to share this with you too, because it reminded me of this. I was not too long ago. I was like, you know what? Instead of complicating this, because I complicate things. Instead of complicating this, it's not about anyone else. It's about me. And it's not about money. It's not about success. It's about what do I love? And honestly, I love metaphysics. I love spiritual science. I love mindfulness and learning. And I just started to like recalibrate and dive deeper into my passions and happiness and have fun with that. Have fun with learning more about the next, because again, the beginning of your reading was death and rebirth. There's things that aren't in alignment with you anymore. And there's going to be new things. And you're on this whole discovery of who are you now? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. What can you, if you're someone who likes to be of service, like you're being right now, mm-hmm. you know, how do you take that or how do you, what's your part in all of it? So that's, I think, because, you know, tire sales need light workers too. That's what Doreen Virtue said. You know.
Well, it's the way I look at that is, so I don't, honestly, I don't want to do that forever, right? I don't want to be in the tire service business, because I love, I'm grateful for what I have, right? And the goal and the dream is to be a speaker and go do more and do this. And the universe showed me so far through this is that there's going to be things that are brought to me or uncomfortable, but I'm going to learn to appreciate it and evolve from it. And it showed me that by being there, there was a gift. There was many gifts, which helped me learn to be this version of Joe today. And honestly, I can say I've learned so much and I'm grateful where I'm playing music, talking, taking calls. I've done this years ago, but I was in my own way. My ego was in the way. Like, I wanted more people. I wanted to do this. I want that. I want this. And then I would be upset because I didn't get what I wanted, or I had the hidden expectation, or I wanted people to go, wow, Joe, you're amazing. And it's really about finding what you love. Yeah. And I said it before too, like, if you love perfume or cologne and you're doing reviews about, I love cologne. Share the love with people. We complicate sometimes how we want to share our love with people and being accepted for who we are. And honestly, like, just love your passion and love for something is you're enough. And that's like the coolest thing. So I really, by the way, I really, really am grateful and love our conversation right now. So thank you for calling in, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you very much, Joe. Have a good night.
You too. All right, I'm going to play another couple songs here. We're going to take another call, and I'm really having a great time. So let's see. What are we going to play next? I wasn't planning on which song. What feels good right now? Give me a second here to see. This one, all right. Thank you. Coming up, if you're in near Redlands, California, I got an announcement for you. If you're in the Redlands, California area, zip code 92374, which is located at 602 North Church Street, there's a metaphysical fair and shopping bazaar on April 27th. I will be doing services and readings. I've been traveling out to from New York to California, 27th. Your boy Joe's going to be there. So if you're in the area, come stop by. There's going to be a lot of other people doing other things as well. I'll be there. I'm planning on bringing some spiritual jewelry and other things of services as well. So April 27th, put it down. I'm also, obviously, I talked about it. December 8th, we're going on the cruise to the Mayan ruins. I'll be speaking on the cruise. It's going to be a Royal Caribbean. On the Oasis, I'll be posting information more of where to sign up and also be a part of this. If you are interested on taking a 7-day trip, we're going to be going out of, I think it's Galveston, Texas or somewhere. I have to check it out. Other than that, what else do I want to share with you? Let's see. I want to see if the, I just want to check one more time. Area code 775. Are you there? Hello, you there? You there? All right, you're not there. Okay. I am doing right now as well. I'm doing donation-based services. What does that mean? So let me tell you a little bit more about myself so I can share with you. So for the past, well, I think it's 15 years. What year was this? 2008. So I got to do the math. What is the calculator right now? I have to do the math. 2024. Minus fucking 2008. So it's about 15 years. Yeah, 15 years I've been initiated into Santeria, which is an Afro-Cuban religion. I am crowned. What that means is I am delved in the secrets as a priest or priestess, or priest, obviously. But I am more of a spiritualist. I work with the dead. That's why I do my spiritual work. I work with Egun. Egun is known as our ancestors and the dead. And I help people spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally in my readings and sessions. I'm a metaphysical life coach, and what that means is I help people with their life. And so, for example, if you're going through life issues, I listen to what's going on with you, what's happening. I put it together, and I see the root of the cause. And I work with you on dissolving and transcending those issues. We have internal subconscious limited beliefs. So if you want something or things aren't working out for you, maybe they're related to people and drama or, you know, money and finances, we find the issues. And I really recommend this for people who are looking to evolve and really find the root of the problem, because sometimes people are like, no, this is the issue. And everything is a reflection of ourselves. So if you want to receive something, you have to remember you receive what you believe you're worthy of receiving. And it's difficult for some people because, of course, we want more. Of course, we're going to say, I believe I deserve more and all that. But subconsciously, or even through maybe recent events, you're shown or felt trauma or mental or emotional discord. And so this is farthest from our alignment with ourselves. And so I love helping people mentally and emotionally be at peace and transcend into their true power and to realizing and letting go. I had a great conversation with my friend. I got to say, my friendships, I'm really honored because I'm able to call on my friends or they call me and they're like, please let me know what you feel about this. And I love that because I get to really hear them out and help them and project back to them what my guides are, what I'm feeling. And one of my friends really helped help themselves through, and they've received a clarity, and I'm really proud of them. So I love helping people with this. And so what I mean by donation-based is whatever you can afford. I don't limit myself to the timing or, you know, how much you put forward at the end of it is okay with me. I'm helping and I love being of service to other people. So if this is something you're looking for guidance or a reading or someone to help you with your inner being and transcending your limited beliefs, donation based is what I'm doing. You can contact me through Facebook or on my page, which is A Millennial's Third Eye 2.0. Or you can text me on my business line, which is area code 845-202-2093. One more time, you can contact me on my business number at 845-202-2093 or on Facebook at A Millennial's Third Eye 2.0. Can you put your PayPal link in the show description? For some reason in this chat, I can't type in the chat, which is weird to me. I don't know why. I really appreciate that. I appreciate you. I'll verbally, I got to just check it real quick. PayPal.me. Yeah, it's PayPal.me/Joe. Well, I got to just look at it. It's my name. Yeah, so it's PayPal. I'll give you a minute to write it down because I really appreciate you. I see you. You called in and you're on the phone. I'm not sure. Well, hang tight. I'm not sure if I'm going to take another call or not. But so paypal.me/Joe, J-O-E, and then L-O-C-A-S-T-R-O. That's my name. So paypal.me/Joe, which is J-O-E, and then Locastro, L-O-C-A-S-T-R-O. When you do put that in, you'll see me with a white hat on and then a little picture of me. And then it says, please send us friends or family, because people were trying to send me e-checks or something before. I can edit this in this episode info real quick. Hold on a second. I'll put it at the bottom here in the episode. So I'll just type it out. paypal.me/ I just appreciate you. And then save. Look at that. It's in the episode info now. Now you know how to spell my name. But we'll take a call. All right, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 201. What's up?
Hi, Joe. This is Jackie.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard from you in forever.
I didn't even know that you were back on in forever.
How dare you? I'm just
kidding.
To
be honest with you, forever. Serious. And
no,
you
know,
the Facebook algorithm is really kind of finicky, because even people who I see on the side of my computer, I don't see them unless I click on them. And I know that our local algorithm is being manipulated. I know that for that.
Well,
dirty politics.
You know,
so you don't
not
see
to get,
half of your friends.
Not to get into it too much on a business side, which is, I try not, I'll be honest with you. So for like the time that you've known me, right, on Facebook, I really got upset at one point because I would go live and like a couple people would show up. And then to me, I learned a lot over the years, but when it comes to Facebook, I learned a lot of different things recently, and it's really weird, but I kind of understand it too. I started advertising on Facebook, and I started advertising for more page likes. And lo and behold, like people start noticing your post more, right? And I can sit here and be negative about it, but if I were the owner of Facebook and I'm like, okay, I own this system, if you want to advertise on it, I'll really make sure people see you. And of course, you pay for it, and then so my page went up to like over 2,000 followers now. So when you're saying like the algorithm and stuff, it's like, I get it. And even people's posts, it's weird. It's like, if you want to, I'm not going to lie. Here's another thing. You could boost your posts. I boosted a post. Let me look at it real quick. I boosted a post and it was like something simple. It was like, and I still put effort into it. But it was something like motivational, and all I did was type it out. And I was like, you know, I don't know who needs to hear this, but sometimes you know, this, and you know, whatever. I typed it 3 times. I got over like 1,000 something views and likes and responses. But it, you know, I can look at it and say, wow, I have to do to get that right. But I also see it as, you know, Facebook knows what they're doing and they know what they have. And if you want to advertise and pay more. And so I did that. And I don't know. I don't mind it. As long as I'm seeing the positive side of it and what works for me, it's working for me. And a lot of people want to do this thing where like they'll post stuff and then they're hoping that things turn out. But you know what? You have to learn the system. And I'm learning the system. That's it.
On the other hand, when I post, like, I don't like reading on Facebook because by the nature of my job and even, you know, the people that know me in my community or in my work life, which is I work in a public job, I don't want them in my affairs. So most of my posts, I try to keep it as private as possible because, again, people, my employer, they monitor our Facebook ever since I worked remotely. They were able to intrude on our personal life, plus also again, with a public job and our public sector. You know how it is. It's everywhere, the public sector.
Well,
they're constantly trying to, you know, they're always trying to look for something so that it will be some type of infraction. So I have to follow along that line because I'm a public servant, put it that way. And secondly, also, some family members, you know, who I wasn't really dealing with for many years, they also like to troll. So I only use Facebook like to find out what's going on in my local community and to stay on top of the local politics by the nature of what I do for a living so that I can move in the right manner. Because you could just even be remotely aligned with someone in my current professional location and it could make or break your opportunity. So I'm as tactful as I can be while I'm online.
Well, there, from what I know, and when you can go into your settings so that way no one can see it publicly unless they're like you could really limit your friends or like so if you're
you know,
not
I
friends
had
with
a
certain,
friend who I still want to be her friend because it's you know we're frenemies but no I can't say frenemies because I speak to this woman often. But she was able to go in, even though I changed my settings, it was ironic. She was able to go and look at my family tree on my father's side. Like she really was able to tell me all my family from overseas. And she sent a friend request or started communicating with my brother, which I was like kind of, you know.
I would have said something to her like,
I did.
Oh, good for you.
This is the brother that you know has done a lot of things that you sent me in the past. And at the end of the day, he's my brother. I have issues with my brother. If you're my friend, you shouldn't be trying to become my brother's friend. Matter of fact, if my brother even realizes you're my friend, you're trying to become his friend, he's going to check you out for a moment, but then he's going to drop you anyway. Because he's going to think I'm using you to spy on him. And that's not the case. I didn't like the idea that she was snooping around. But again, I kind of know why she was doing it. But, you know, once I let her know, I didn't appreciate it because it triggered emotions that I just didn't want to go into at that point.
Yeah.
So somehow they fell off because, just like I said, she questioned why she was his friend or why she became his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good. So, I mean, his higher self stopped it. But I don't like to be faithful for certain things because what my employer doing, I work locally. Mm-hmm.
Are you happy with your job right now?
No, I'm trying to get through this school year. I hope to be in the same location but under different management or in a better location that's not far from home because I don't, not in a position to really travel far.
What,
but I need to work.
What is, so I want to ask you this for, I'll explain in a minute, but what is it that you do right now for work? What's your title? What's your position?
I'm a teacher.
Your teacher, and what do you teach? Mm-hmm. What grade? What class? What subject?
I teach high school special needs students 9 through 12. Math.
Okay. All right. So that's really good. And what's the goal here? You want to? And I understand the Facebook. Honestly, now that you said teacher, I understand the Facebook thing because I have a really good friend who was, you know, an art teacher for a long time and she was expressing to me about the whole thing. So what's your goal here? What do you want to be What's the goal that you want or for the job?
I'm really trying to. I love teaching when I'm able to teach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like politics.
Okay.
I don't like gaslight. I don't like all the BS that comes along with it. I don't like people to pass
okay.
off
mm-hmm.
their load on me. Mm-hmm. And we get it from all ends. We get it from administration. We get it from parents. And students are not doing what they are supposed to do. But my particular students, I can now understand what happened to them, you know, because of the pandemic and not having the support and the engagement. Many of them fell off before they got to high school. So I'm trying to pick them up where I can. The end game is just to, I'm looking for, I'm trying to train myself to shift into something different on my way out when I'm retired.
What's your time frame for retirement? When would you like to retire?
I could have retired in September in terms of the time and the age, but I'm the sole breadwinner at this time because my husband had gotten ill.
Well, let's focus on positivity. Let's try not to.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some cards here that I pulled already, but I want to see where we're going with this.
I want to do my own business and
okay
and. As I transition out, I really want to get into project management.
What is the business you want? You project management?
Yeah, but project for the sake of I want to restore old homes.
Okay. You want to flip homes?
I want to restore old homes. I definitely
okay.
want to restore my mother's home.
Okay,
and start working from out of my house and hopefully get my one of my sons involved with a trade and
well,
do that outside of work.
Let's focus on the goal here. The goal here is long term. You want to shift into a retirement job. Something that you can do for you retire and you do this on you're doing this for money and for fun.
Money and enjoyment because I love doing that.
Good. So I'm glad I was going to ask because it's been so long. Your mother's home. Are you planning on flipping that and selling it?
No, I have somebody working on it now. I'm trying to move in now. Remember, I was the one that was going through the changes with the siblings. I'm moving in the house.
Okay.
I've been paying for it, and I've been handling everything.
So what we, and you know, I'm just curious, just because I don't remember everything.
Mm-hmm.
What we talked about in the past, did that come
sure.
forward?
I'm working on it as we speak.
Very good. I also want to shout out to Hada for the donation. I really appreciate you very much because I know that we're talking right now, but that means a lot to me because just in general, I just thank you. So I want to, before we get into the cards and the messages here, I want you to remember to, let's not complicate this. Let's not make it so difficult. What I want you to really do is, You need to make money, right? And my guides are reminding me of some stuff here. We want you to start planning some goals. And the goal is, so you're renovating your mother's home to live in it, correct?
Yes.
And from what I'm hearing and remembering from my guides is that you plan on renting out where you're living now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Long term, the goal is to move into your mother's home, and I want you to listen to this. You're going to be moving into your mother's home, and I want you to start using these words. I'm moving into my home. It's not your mother's home anymore. It's your home. Okay?
Right.
You're going to be moving into your mother's home. And I want you to see this. I know that it's going to take a little bit of time, but you're going to be moving into your mother's home. The goal is then you're going to be renting out where you're living now. Okay? I want you to be realistic on how much you're going to be renting it out. Okay? And then it's not necessary, but if you need to do additional services to where you're living now, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But even if it's paint, it's touch-ups, whatever, it doesn't have to be a lot. You're going to be renting out, you're going to be subletting that out for, I don't know, 13, whatever you're paying now or more per month, because you're going to rent that out. Then you're going to take that money and you're going to save it up, or, you know, take care of what you need to take care of first. But then put that money aside and then start looking for property. Look for a property that's going to be, what's the word, Audie? Spirit guides, what's the word? Where the banks are selling homes for cheaper than they,
short sale.
Short sale. Look for homes that are going to be short sailed. Look into, there's other things too that I saw come across on Facebook or social media where you can take over the property. Start getting into that. You don't need to get into licenses and all that, but learn more about it. I see you doing this, but make it a goal. The goal might not happen right away. The goal is when you start renting that up, that where you're living, where you're living now, the goal is moving into your new home, renting, then you're going to save the money. And as you're saving the money from the renting, you're going to utilize that to purchase another place to flip. But I'm going to be blunt here. You're going to need to learn how to flip it correctly to make a profit. And the goal is to try to do it as quick as possible. So if you see a property, I want you to practice, learn, watch YouTube videos, watch things. How can I flip this correctly? All I need to do is do A, B, and C. Flip a kitchen, do this, do that, and then I'm going to sell it. You just boost it up a little bit. You do some work. I'm going to be my blunt honesty is here is that the work, and I recommend you do this now. Learn, utilize your time to learn on YouTube or other places to flip a home. What to look for, what to not look for. Because honestly, if you're going to wait till later on to learn this, it's going to screw you up because you could use this time now to learn. Okay. I don't think I want to say this the best way possible. You don't need anyone else to help you. I think, honestly, you want someone else to be a part of this to be comfortable.
Yeah,
but
my husband.
Even if your husband or someone
even
else.
Even with my mother's house, even with saying my mother's house is my house, I constantly tell him all the time, that's my house. If I wasn't doing what I was doing, it would have been gone from outside the family. Everyone else is on the outskirts watching. They have their issues. I'm not worrying about that.
But
anymore.
From what I remember from our conversation, karma's a bitch for them. And I say this with love. You had a fight for this shit, and you know that your family. I don't want to say. Forgive me for saying that. Your other family members wanted it to sell. This is what your mother's saying, and I hear this from your mother. The reason why you have your mother's home today is because you are the most individual of the family that is being respectful and is of hindsight to doing something proper with it and actually giving a shit and doing the right thing. Everyone else is just wanting to sell it. oh, I want it. It's mine. I deserve some of that. You know what? We can spend hours talking about why you deserve the home. You got it for a reason. And so the goal, look at the goal. You're going to be moving in. Set the goal. After X, Y, and Z is done, we're moving in. I see you moving in by July, June or July this year.
You sure that move is not work? Because every time I hear June or July, I also say to myself, I hope it's not work.
No, June or July, you're going to be moving into your mother's home.
My home.
Okay.
Right.
Around, you know, June or July, when it comes to work, I'm going to be blunt here as usual. If you're not really looking for another job or another teaching job, I don't see things changing. So what I mean by that is you're going to have to be really proactive. Like every day you're going to have to look for and apply for a teaching job. So
right. I don't want to move from there. Let me tell you why I don't want to move from there. Right now where I'm at is being relocated to where I'm living and that other house. I literally can come outside and look right straight up the long road and see the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm not trying to move. Management is shaky in this particular school because she has played a lot of games, and I think it's catching up to her. I'm trying to stay away from that.
I really don't see a problem with your job.
Okay.
I don't see you losing your job.
I want to stay in the area. I want to stay in the area, stay in that location, and retire out from there or another location. And I'm just waiting. Before I would apply for that, I'm waiting for them to do whatever changes they want to do beforehand. But for now, I'm sitting still on that.
I don't see you going anywhere with the job. I see you staying there. I don't see you. You know, management might be doing whatever they're doing, but don't let them bother you. Keep doing what you're doing. When it comes to the cards, you have the star card with the Eight of Cups in reverse. So what that's saying is, things are in alignment for you, but don't let yourself doubt that. Meaning, things are working out for you, but a part of you is questioning, is this working out for me? All right?
Yes.
When it comes to your reality, which is your outer being, what you're experiencing, you have the Eight of Wands, and you have the Four of Wands and Four of Cups. Eight of Wands with the Four of Pentacles in reverse. And what that's saying is, I don't know what choices I have, and I don't feel secure. And the truth is that your root of your reading is saying, everything is in alignment for you, but you're doubting the happiness and fulfillment. I want you to practice being happy with what you have right now. Everything is actually working out for you. The root of your, internal being, which is your emotions and thoughts, which is a mirror of your outer being. It's the Temperance card with the Eight of Swords. So it's talking about being more balanced. Being more balanced with your daily life because you feel stuck. Because, you know, for some reason or another, you feel like you got to defend every moment of your life. It's like you got to defend.
Yeah.
It's like you can't be at peace because you got to defend it. You don't have to do that.
Okay.
You're not. I'm going to be blunt here. And, you know, my guides are saying that you trust me, and I appreciate that. You are not losing. No one's taking anything from you. You're not losing your job. Because they're saying that you feel like you constantly got to be protective of every day because you don't know what to expect. You're not losing your job. They're not firing you. Everything is working out in your favor. All right?
Okay.
So I don't really see anything failing or taking away from you.
My money got tight. My money got real tight, and I was overworking. And I kind of, like, stand out from the back because I do move. Because I'm not really the pack person. I don't want to be the pack person because they're toxic. I mean, they're draining, and I'm very empathic. But when I go in my room and I close the door and everything is, you know, the way that I need it to be, I'm in my flow. But there's a lot of chaos going on.
Try not to get involved with the chaos, though. Don't get involved with it. You know, stay separate from the drama. Stay separate. Just focus on you. Focus on you. Focus on your well-being. Focus on your goals. Mm-hmm. Focus on your happiness. Okay, money gets tight, but don't let that bring you to negative thinking or your. Honestly, there's things working out for you, but I'm gonna be blunt here. It's gonna get better, but you have to set these goals. The goal is moving into the home June or July, and then because you need to make money and you need to rent out the place you're living in. But I want you to know this: when you rent out that place, make sure you do a background check, make sure you do a credit report, make sure you do that properly because you're going to become a landlord. And you have to make sure you bring in the right people and you make sure that they sign the right lease and you make sure, but this is all information and knowledge that you have to learn, right? So this is like, in order for us to evolve and do the right thing, we have to learn to do the right thing. And how do we do that? We have to learn. It's work. So you're going to have to put in work. Then you're going to have to rent that out. And the goal is I'm going to rent that out. And then after, you know, they're going to put a down payment and then they're going to put in this. I can start to look for property to buy and flip after 6 months. So the goal is you're going to rent the property out, make X amount of money after 6 months with a down payment. And I want to remind you, they're going to put a security deposit down. Put that security deposit aside so you don't get fucked later on, just in case. And then it's money management. You're learning business. This is your retirement. Right. And then you're going to flip homes. How do you flip homes? You're going to make a business rapport with different people who are going to do kitchen and
the work.
How, and making a good rapport with networking and financing. Hey, I know you did it for this price this time. I really like what you did. This is all work. You're going to have to put in work and knowledge and dedication. So this is the goal. You said, I want to retire and have this, but this is what I'm telling you. Move into that, because it's been a long, you should have moved into your mom's house, your new house a long time ago, but it's okay. But
because my brothers and sisters were tied to the house, and I haven't been back to court or anything. I'm not waiting to go to court. I'll pay for it. I've been playing for going on maybe 4 or 5 years now. Anytime taxes are due, nobody's going to give me a penny. And if I didn't pay for it out of my pocket, my savings, my retirement, it would have been gone.
But I'm proud of you because you did it. And you're smart and you trusted in your intuition and you did that. You know, so you're here
today. They're
moaning
behind my back. They're moaning behind my back. But too bad.
You know what? And that's the thing. You're going to have to just keep moving forward and not focus on that. So the goal, remember the goal. The goal is move into your new home June or July or even sooner if you can. But the sooner you move into that home, because honestly, like it's the better because then you can rent out where you're living now. You can make money off of that. Make sure you have them do the background check on do the background check. Make sure they're good. Most people don't want to do a background check because they know they can't do it, so they're fucked. So just keep do it. The work is learning.
I know how to do it. I know how to do it. I actually have tenants here.
What I'm hearing is that you're, you know, you don't have to tell me, but I'm hearing you're going to rent that place for $1,300 or $1,400 a month.
I can get more for it.
I think
right
you can
here.
Too. I think you can. So
right
look,
here,
do
so
that.
Over two. It's a big apartment.
Do that.
I just got to do the repairs, you know, the upgrades, which I normally do every time I rent, and just dot my I's and cross my T's because now it won't be owner occupied.
But I gotta be honest with you. Don't. I say this with love. Don't wait for your husband to be on board with you. And it's not that he's a bad guy. It's not that
he's afraid of my family. I'm not.
Honestly, and I say this with love. Honestly, the family thing, it's not even to worry about. Yeah. You're doing it. You're already in charge. You're doing it. Move in. You're doing it already. It's too late for them. I see you renovating. Do this. I gotta say this again too. You're gonna be afraid to retire, and I know this. But you're going to have to trust and take a leap of faith here because you're going to renovate. You're going to take on the apartment monthly. You're going to have the security deposit. You're going to have all this stuff. That's going to come in. Mm-hmm. Make sure you do a year-to-year lease. Do not do month-to-month. A year-to-year. If they break the lease, they can't take the deposit from you.
Okay.
Make sure you agree. And I got to say this too. Stop waiting for other people to approve of what you want. So let's say
okay.
You ask me, Joe, I want to rent this out for $1,500 a month. You do mm-hmm. it. Do it. Why are you going to wait for me, your husband, and seven other people to go, yeah, it's a great idea. You do it.
Right. Right.
So move into your mother or your new home as soon as possible, June or July. Rent that place out. Do what you need to do. Do minor touch-ups. Make sure it's livable. Rent mm-hmm. it out. Post it. Make money. Make that money. Save the money. And then mm-hmm. you're not going to have to pay rent. You're living at your mother's home. Your new home. Now save that and start looking for property to flip. Learn how to flip homes now. Learn how to find places for cheap to flip. How can I find a home in my
okay.
area to buy on the low? This is it. This is the goal. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
And I want you to hear me. If you keep thinking mm-hmm. about the drama or the family or this or that, it's only holding you back. So what I mean by that is forget about them. Keep doing what you're doing. I don't get any loss for you. Because you're afraid of something being taken from you. No one can take anything from you because at this point you have so much proof that you are owner of this property. And that's what my spirit guide and your mother is saying too. You have all the proof that you paid for this and this. No one can take it from you. So stop worrying about people taking, because you're afraid of someone, things working out for you. And then all of a sudden it doesn't. And that's not what's going to happen here. You're succeeding now. So
Thank you. I appreciated that.
You're very welcome.
My husband worked very hard, and when he got ill, security. Mm-hmm. And we're waiting on his Social Security to come through.
All right. So what you're going to do is this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to light a white candle with a glass of water and dedicate it. I want him to do this. I want him to light a white candle next to a glass of water. If you can put it mm-hmm. on the floor, it's even better, in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
He needs
mm-hmm.
to do this. What he's going to do is also smoke a cigar and blow smoke over the water and the candle three times. Blow the smoke. And then I want him to make sure he puts his hand over the candle, over it, not to burn his hand, but this is the light of life. This is the water of life. I call upon my ancestors.
That's going to be hard convincing of that. That's the only thing.
What,
because
the cats,
he doesn't
you said?
Believe none of this stuff.
Okay.
Number one,
he doesn't believe,
even when I tell him why I believe, he doesn't believe. His belief and faith is more into what I can do, and he's a naysayer, like he doesn't believe. I would have to convince him of that.
All right. You know what?
He doesn't believe. Like, I literally have to do it on his behalf.
You need to show him that, okay, hold on. He needs to believe in it. So all right. So the next best thing is that you do it in front of him. And so what I want you to do is light a candle and a glass of water, put it next to a glass of water next to it, and say, I call upon my spiritual guides and my ancestors. And I need you to, and you know what? You can do this without him seeing it too. It doesn't matter. Get a brown paper bag and cut out a little piece of the brown paper bag and with a pencil, write his name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Write his full name in pencil, your husband, and put that brown paper bag on a white plate or a plate, you know, not a black plate, but a white plate. And pour honey over it and put it next to the white candle and the glass of water and dedicate the candle and the water to his ancestors and spirit guides. And you can do this privately somewhere and say, I do this to sweeten my husband up, to also bring his social security forward. And I ask that you assist him with his happiness because you're sweetening him up. And your husband needs to be sweetened up. He needs happiness and love. It's not that you aren't enough for anyone. It's that he's negative in his thinking. You don't have to see, you don't have to show him that you're doing this. Just do it privately somewhere. And you know what? Later on, if you want to tell him, it's up to you. If not, it's fine. You're not hurting him. You're helping him. You can also sit there for like 5 minutes and talk to his spiritual guides and ancestors, because, you know, he has a lot of family that was a lot of family behind him that was hurt. What I'm seeing is that people betrayed his family members. There's a lot involved with his emotions. So do that. You can light a white candle often.
I even have to find some place. Yes,
You'll find some place. Even
yeah,
you know what?
Could I do it over by my mother's house? Like maybe in the basement.
Yeah. Actually, the basement's perfect because the basement's perfect. You could do it at the other home because the basement is a symbolic meaning of the ground floor, which is where everything starts, which is where ancestors begin. So it's actually perfect. You're not hurting him. It's not witchcraft. It's enlightenment.
No, someone was trying to hurt him.
I got to ask you this because it just hit me. Did you ever receive your elicus or go to the Santero or someone?
No, but I do have my mother's godfather,
no.
who she used to bring me to. That I
so
need
you're,
to go to
you're in contact
him.
With him still?
I just ran into him the other day, so I can't actually meet with him.
So look, I'm getting older and wiser too. So if you first talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
If he is open to doing things like that for you, then go for it. You know, feel free to message me and ask me questions. If he doesn't want to.
He will. Let me tell you why. When I ran into him and I was with my husband didn't remember him right away. But then when I told my husband who he was later, he understood. So the first thing he said to me, did you move into the house yet? I said, no, I had to come see him. And he told me to come see him. So I'm going to go see him.
So let me tell you this. And this, I'm not trying to cause any problems. The ceremony for and I want you to know this, the ceremony to receiving your elegis, because he's going to be your godparent at first, it's around $321. If he tells you more, I don't give a shit how old he is in religion or not. I respect everyone and love everyone. Do not let him charge you more than that. Or less. If it's less than that, fine, if whatever. But really what should happen is that you get a reading from him, or someone gives you a reading to get see what's going on. But then, because, you know, you're really supposed to receive your elegis is what I'm hearing. But let me know if you...
Okay, can you spell that
for me? Elegis?
Yeah.
So, well, they're spiritual. They're the religion. They're the Santero necklaces. I-L-K-E-S-E.
I-L-K-E-S-E.
Or they say collares or collars. They're really beaded necklaces, but they're really, there's a ceremony. And I can't tell you what the ceremony, it's not bad, it's not crazy, but.
No. To be honest with you, I started out with him because my mother took me to him.
Oh, okay.
He used to have a place where we would go when they would play the drums and
get off the whole nine yards. Yep.
So it's someone that I do trust.
Good.
I know him. I just it's like I went through my own journey to get to where I'm at right now. And
Very good.
I got caught up in being working around the clock, basically.
All right. So here's what I recommend you do. Call and set up an appointment. Tell him what you want. Tell him you want to get, you really need them for you. So get things rolling for you. So that way, look, you're spiritually and religiously moving forward. And then also your, whatever you need beyond that is taken care of. And you move forward with the apartments and stuff. All right. I do got to wrap up the show, but I really appreciate you calling. It's great to hear from you.
Could you give your text number again, Joe? If I don't have it.
You ready for it? 845?
I think I'm ready. Hold on, my text. Yeah, 845.
202. 2093.
2090. Are you still in the Sunshine State?
I'm in New York currently. I'll be in California in April.
Oh, I thought
Sunshine
you was in
Florida
before.
Florida. Yeah, I lived in Florida for 2 years. Yeah, I've been in New York for... I was in Florida... No, hold on. I was in Florida years ago for 2 years. I moved back in 2018 in New York. I was in California for around COVID, but I've been in New York. Yeah.
You never come to Jersey?
New Jersey? You're in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It depends on where in New Jersey. I'm not far from like, what's the main exit over there?
You come over to GWB?
Yeah. Yeah.
All roads lead to where I live.
We're going to hang out soon then, because I'm not far from all of that. I'm the first exit to, is it exit 15 or something like that? I'm off of like 87. We'll hang out soon. Message me. What part are you?
Are you in Manhattan?
No, I'm in like, I'm more north. So I'm by Poughkeepsie, Newburgh.
Okay, so you would have to come up with Tappan Zee.
Probably. Well,
you're not far.
87 brings me to exit 15, which is like Shit. Hold on a second. I'll tell you real quick.
I'm excited.
Oh, that's not far. That's not not too far from me. Where is this located? There's like the first. I'm trying to see here. Perth Amboy. Which one's this one? There's, I'm trying to remember the first exit over here. Oh, what's this one? This might be it.
I think this is over there.
So the first exit that I encounter off of like 87 is Mawa.
Okay, so you're about maybe 15 minutes away, only because of the traffic.
I was 40,
up there the other day.
Patterson's about 45, 50 minutes away. Perth Amboy is about 50 minutes.
That's farther.
I'm not that far.
That's farther. If you're coming from your end, Mawa, that end, you're coming down 17 to the mall. You've been to the mall?
Yep.
The road off the mall, you're about maybe 10 minutes away.
That sounds good. All right, well, let me know how everything goes, but other than that...
I'll text you. I will, because I have a break coming up, and that's when I got to show up and stuff. I'll text you. All right.
You got it. All right, thank you.
I'm glad you're back on. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome. I'll hear from you soon. Have a good night.
Okay. Namaste.
Namaste. All right, guys, so I'm going to wrap it up here. I want to remind everyone I'm doing donation-based services on my private sessions. And what that means is whatever you want to pay for service-wise, I still do my thing. I do readings. I do life coaching. I help you with transcending your inner being and emotions and thoughts and guidance to whatever problems you are having when it comes to reaching your goals, happiness, relationships, love. Other than that, I want to thank everyone for joining me tonight. I had a great time. Thank you very much. Every Thursday night, you can find me on Blog Talk Radio. I take calls. We do readings. We do messages. I play music every Thursday night at 8 p.m. East Coast Standard Time. Other than that, I love sharing what I'm going through every day, week, stuff. So follow me on Facebook, A Millennial's Third Eye 2.0. You can contact me on my business number at 845-202-2093. And if you have any questions, thoughts, concerns, you would like to say hello. I love making new friends. I like hearing from people. I like to hang out. I'm not shy. So hang out with me. Reach out. Say what's up. What's up? What's up? What's up? Other than that, I really hope you have a great night, and I love playing music, having a great time on here. Make sure you check out my Facebook page too, though. I do live video streams on there and do readings. So, all right, guys, without further ado, Joe from Millennial Third Eye. Have a great night.
Niggas pistol popping like it's 1999. I was 9, maybe 10. Then again, never mind. Press the wine, back in time before rappers drop and dive. Trap or die, chopping pies with cliches all in they rhyme. That was Gucci, Prada, and anything designer. Money, power, the whole enchilada. Commas, dollars, greens and the guava. They serve you to your blocker if you disrespect that blocker. Blocker choppers on these choppers. Fuck these choppers, I'm a blocker. Riding like Tupac or Biggie Popper. Yeah, you hotter, but I'm hotter. Carjacking, pistol jacking, motherfucking choppers. Clapping metal jacket, automatic magazine. Head on traffic, then the smashing windows crashing. Pants sacking, fuck your fashion. Yeah, a nigga run Manhattan. Back in Cali, where it happened. Gucci, got it. Anything designer. Groupies, poppers. They all gonna swallow, the prowlers, the robbers, the goons and the goblins. They hate me, a lot of them, do a lot of them got em.
From the opposite place, another round, tripping like a cat, going back to town. The opposite place, screaming fuck the world, going back to town, going back to town.
nigga, what's rag? I'm really out here bowling on the west side, you know what I'm saying? West,
I'm acting, nigga, you know what I mean? Be careful out here looking out for the enemy's cut. You already know how we get down, cut. Fuck the enemy's cut, what's that, cut? We killing everything, everything moves. Yeah, I'm shooting that niggas on the site, cut. You already know,
I'm going to be out this back, nigga.
Yeah, cut that blood, nigga, slipping on the cut, cut. Let that happen.
Maserati like Atari with no cars, he's pushing started. New Bugatti, two Bugatti, Tesla Bros, the blue Ferrari, Lamborghini, system bumping, Minowari, Rastafari, this the hardest, supersonic, systematic, too retarded. New Versace, new apartment, bigger closet, new carpet, hit department, school of dharma, set my goal, a few accomplished, shoot a target, moving targets, new accomplished, shoot the game, and still regardless, beat the charges, do the honors.